When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
It's Sue here, and Kendra, we've been talking about getting people to call us, let us know what's on your mind. It's the drive-through confessional, kind of like therapy while you drive at 6:45. And we have Katie from Peabody on the line. Katie, what is going on?
Well, I'm driving to work. So we have a seasonal RV up at Lake Winnipesaukee we go to usually every weekend. Once the kids are out of school.
Oh, nice.
But it's these lingering kids activities that go all the way through June every weekend that prevent me from going until, like, July.
I know.
Honestly, my irritation.
Yes.
Today, this morning.
And I don't know if you're a soccer parent or not, but I'm not, but my sister-in-law is, and I know every weekend, I don't know, it seems like forever, they've got soccer all day Saturday and all day on Sunday.
Oh, so come on.
They can't really go anywhere until basically 4th of July.
Yep, my daughter plays in two leagues, and my son plays baseball, so yeah, we're tied till July 4th weekend.
Oh, my God. That is so frustrating when you have this RV just waiting for you up at a lake.
God, I want to come on the RV, Katie, with you. Take me.
Well, you'll get there soon enough. You're a good mom, so keep it up.
Yes.
And we appreciate that you listen. Thank you.
Jackie from Bellingham on the phone. Hey, Jackie, what's up?
It's so crazy that you guys came up with this topic today because I just drove by somebody at the light, and he was literally picking his nose so hard. I was so disturbed by it. When you wake up in the morning, I feel like that's part of your morning routine. You wash your face, brush your teeth, blow your nose.
Yes. Yes.
He's sitting there so comfortable picking his nose. I'm like, and then you guys mentioned the topic. I'm like, yes, I'm calling.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that's part of your morning routine. Like, that stuff should all be done in the privacy of your own home. Get it all done. Get all the yucky out before you get in the car. But and as funny as it is to believe that people would do that and pick their nose in the car, I've actually seen it. I never believed that people do that out in public.
Disgusting.
Well, and it's like they think no one can see them. Somehow, like sometimes I want to roll down the window. I want to roll down the window and be like, I can see you.
Yeah, it's not invisible. Like you're in the car of invisibility. Right?
I beep the horn. I'm like, babe, you babe. Oh, my God, I did.
I love you,
and
Jackie.
He didn't have tints on his window, so yeah.
What a way to start your day. Yeek.
Yep. Literally so gross. I'm like, thanks, buddy.
Well, I'm glad you called to share that wonderful piece of business with us. Thanks, Jackie. We appreciate
ladies.
You.
Have a good day.
Have
you
a better too. Day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's take another call here. We've got Tony from Boston. Tony, what's your drive-through confessional?
So I got caught totally in a whole conversation with myself. Like, I was trying to figure out what I had to do and figuring things out and talking out loud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do it all the time.
I have to do. Totally doing it. And I was at a red light. Some guy was looking at me. I turned around like there's a kid in the back and said, sit down. And then the light turned green and went.
Oh, my God.
You pretended there was a child that you were talking to.
Yeah.
I love that. No, Tony.
Honestly, I have gotten caught doing that because I do. I have these like sessions with myself in the car where I have to like talk to myself and get it out if I'm prepping for something. And I've had to do that where you have to sort of fake it and act and pretend.
Yeah.
Like I'll pretend that I'm talking on
Bluetooth. The phone.
Yes.
Me too.
And I'll have to be like, I'll have to mouth the words, okay, bye. And I pretend that I'm hitting the button on like my radio to pretend that I'm ending the call. When I realized that everyone stopped looking
at me. Tony, that's not as bad as picking your nose. So at least if you're talking, who cares?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen people pick their nose. I'm like, that's disgusting. You know, one of these days I am, I'm going to yell at the window and say, hey, dude, I can see you.
Yes. Yeah. We can see
you.
I know.
Get a box of tissues.
I love that you are talking to yourself in the car. I'm so happy to hear that other people do that.
Well, I'm the only one who knows the answer.
You're awesome. I appreciate that you called. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.